It seems the Morrison government's rocky start to the year just won't let up, with the latest bump in the road, a shock defeat in the House of Representatives yesterday afternoon. The opposition managed to derail the coalition's plans for a new deputy speaker in the lower house by installing Nationals defector Lou O'Brien, who wasn't the government's pick, and that was backed by at least five other Nationals MPs in a secret ballot. It's embarrassing for the government, but coalition MPs are shrugging it off. Alexandra Beach reports.
The man who was meant to be Deputy Speaker, Damien Drumm, was still in a bit of shock as he left Parliament House last night.
Pretty surprised.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't think... Anyway, I was pretty surprised.
Damien Drumm is the Nationals whip, and the government had already chosen him to step into the vacant role. The job means filling in when the Speaker's not in the chair. But Labor, with a little help from the crossbench and a handful of Nationals loyal to Barnaby Joyce, had other plans.
I nominate Mr. Lou O'Brien, the member for Wide Bay.
Labor's Tony Burke argued Lou O'Brien was a better pick because he'd already demonstrated an ability to take a position of independence. Lou O'Brien, a former Queensland police officer, has been a vocal supporter of Barnaby Joyce. And last week he triggered a Nationals leadership spill in an attempt to return Mr. Joyce to the Deputy Prime Ministership. Then yesterday, Mr. O'Brien quit the Nationals party room. But despite that, Labor's nomination saw him rocketed into a promotion and a 20% pay rise.
The result of the ballot is Mr. Drumm 67, Mr. O'Brien 75.
Lou O'Brien didn't know that Labor was nominating him for that position. He also wasn't in the chamber when they put his name forward. Nationals MP Damien Drumm had a message for Mr. O'Brien as he left last night.
Good luck.
It's an embarrassing start to the week for the Morrison government, highlighting ongoing rumblings within the ranks of the junior coalition partner. Despite claims that the National Party had cleared the air in last week's leadership spill, some Nationals MPs are still frustrated with Michael McCormack's leadership and don't like the way he's stacked his new ministry appointments with his own supporters. Nationals MP Ken O'Dowd says he voted for Lou O'Brien to be Deputy Speaker against his party's wishes because he thinks Queenslanders in the team are getting a raw deal.
I back Lou. He was a Queenslander. He's my neighbour. We need more representation from the Queensland side of things.
But he's cautious when asked about Michael McCormack's performance.
I won't go into that. Michael's doing a good job, the best he can.
Other coalition MPs have described yesterday's events as just democracy in action, including Barnaby Joyce, who in a statement said there were two very good candidates for the Deputy Speaker role and a decision was made by the Parliament of Australia. Michael McCormack congratulated Lou O'Brien following the vote yesterday, but has otherwise not commented on his defection from the Nationals. But Mr. O'Brien's Queensland LNP colleague, Andrew Lamming, is confident he'll do a good job. Mr. Lamming points out that Lou O'Brien will still sit in the government ranks and remains an LNP member, just not a part of the Nationals party room. He says the whole episode should be viewed with a bit of perspective.
This is Westminster democracy. Just, hold on and grab your popcorn.
It's Queensland Liberal Andrew Lamming and a reporter Alexandra Beach.